musician, actor, voice artist, radio host, comedian, writer, label owner, the list goes on. Harry Shearer is one talented guy. Whether it's his multitude of
excellent
characters on The Simpsons.
Attention, this is Principal Skinner.
Oakley-dokley-do.
How can I prove we're live? Penis.
Faster, rickshaw driver, faster.
Ow. Sir, the whip isn't helping.
Silence. You call yourself a Chinaman?
His iconic role is Derek Smalls in the 84 classic, This Is Spinal Tap.
Hello, Cleveland! Hello, Cleveland!
And even some of his fine work on Twitter.
The picture of you, me, and Jason Alexander. Harry Shearer, he says, has Mick gotten much larger?
I laugh it up, though.
Harry's back in Australia performing at the Comedy Steps Up for Bushfire Relief in Sydney next Monday, as well as appearing alongside his wife Judith Owen Saturday evening at the Sydney Opera House. And we welcome them both to the show, Judith Owen and Harry Shearer.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Wow. Welcome aboard live to Kennedy Malloy for the first time.
Yes. I know when I was asked to pay $50 to appear on the show. Now I know where the money went.
Yeah,
to that lovely intro.
It was incredible to have you live in the studio.
Thank
now,
you.
Let's give a bit of context to this relationship. You guys have been friends for some time now. When did it start?
Well,
Frontline.
It was Frontline. We were bold enough to ring Harry and contact him because This Is Spinal Tap is our all-time favourite film. Honestly, we'd never seen anything like it. And I think
it's okay.
Look, I've made a couple of notes.
Yeah. Harry, we'll go through them after.
Okay, sure. Never too late.
And just, I think we found ourselves almost between Santo Chilaro and Tom Gleisner, Michael Hirsch and Rob, myself. You guys too. I think we used to find ourselves every Saturday night just sitting and watching it over and over and memorising it. And we'd done one series of Frontline for ABC. We were in our second series. And one of the storylines we wanted to do was introduce a guy from the States. This is what Australia always fell for. We'd have this guy from the States who was an advisor.
Yeah. Or consultant. A consultant, yes.
To really zhuzh up the show. Do you remember that time, Harry?
Yes. I remember my advice on what they should do with Frontline was more orange.
Well, that's true. In fact, we have a little clip of you.
Oh,
yeah, we've got a clip. This is you explaining. You're asking what Frontline, the show's all about. Then you got Brooke Vandenberg and Mike Moore. You decided to pair them up together, much to Mike's horror.
So, tell me about Frontline.
Well, it's a current affairs show.
Great. Is it kicking ass?
We've had a tough year.
We're very strong in Adelaide.
People, it's time for change. Are you frightened of that?
No.
Great. This is going to be very exciting.
Oh, great color.
Orange, Mike. It's the truthful color. Orange. People respond to it.
Yeah, I think I have, and I haven't even known it. You know, I've been on at Sam for months to spruce up the old set. I didn't suggest orange. I thought blue was the truthful color, you know that? But do you think you'd listen to me, Larry?
We got to raise this desk. It's just got to shoot out at us, you know?
Oh, yeah, I see that. It's been long overdue.
Very active.
Dwarfing it,
there. Yeah, and we need a chair on each side, balanced.
Why the two chairs?
Mike, I told you. Frontline's going to be in for some exciting changes.
Yeah, but why two chairs?
How do you feel about co-hosts?
Yeah. Well, it didn't go down very well because you got Brooke Vandenberg and Mike Moore to co-host together.
Yeah.
There it is, the American specialist. Do you know we had one here at Triple M, and this was many years ago, and they flew out an American guy to redo all our electronics and rewire all our systems. But the problem was, every time, he was the only one who could do it. So every time there was a problem, they had to fly back out.
Well,
is that not a secret?
Job insurance, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That is. So that is how far did we just ring you? I mean, it's ridiculous.
No,
how did we get onto you?
I was in New York, or flew to New York, and Rob had come down from Boston.
Oh, yes.
And we had we met in person.
Yeah.
And he explained the situation at the show. Actually, he had said, would you like to replace this guy who had been in the first season?
Yes.
And I said, I don't know you from Adam, and I don't know the show, but how about I come down and do...
And meet us and just have a bit of a play around.
And have a guest thing.
Yeah.
And to God's honest truth, the way you all worked was so familiar to me and so comfortable.
Well, that's good to know.
I fell in love with it. Very cold winter, and out of the blue, from the working dog people came a dry sabone.
we dressed Harry up as his character was wearing a trisophone. It was really embarrassing. But look, that's how far we go back. And, of course, we have loved and watched everything you've done over the years. And we can't not talk about The Simpsons because...
Oh, yes, you can.
Can I say this?
You can not.
I was fortunate enough to meet Harry after you guys. And I think we were sitting in a restaurant in St. Kilda one day, and we're having a great old time, and at the end you ordered the bill as Mr. Burns and then quibbled about the payment.
That's awesome.
It was just a rare thing to be sitting at the table while you did that. It was just one of those things.
So I won't do that anymore.
Don't ever do that again. It's going in my report.
That was the old you.
That's right. That's right.
We don't know where to start, if it's okay, to talk about The Simpsons, because honestly, there wouldn't be Simpsons without you.
True that.
Did you pull a pin? Is it you? Have you scuttled the whole thing?
No, I did nothing. At the last season of this contract.
All right.
See, this is in America.
I'm about to get Mr. Burns again, right?
In America, it's
we'll
very
be having
complicated.
A little meeting about this. It's just the last, you know.
Oh, good.
The last contract was with the good people at Fox.
Yes.
This will now be the first contract with the good people at Disney.
Wonderful.
And by good people, you understand.
I know how you're saying that. I know the way you're looking at me with those eyes, Harry, what that means. Over the years, of course, so generations. In fact, Mick has said, we've said that if we're ever on a date, Mick has had girls that sat on his couch.
Well, it's a deal breaker for me if they don't like The Simpsons.
Oh,
If I'm not unsure about a prospective partner, it's my go-to. We sit on the couch and I'll put on The Simpsons, and their reaction to that show will generally decide
whether she gets to sit on your couch.
Or whether she gets to sit on his knee or anything else.
Or any other piece of furniture.
Yeah, correct, correct.
I normally hear from people who say their boyfriends use the Spinal Tap test on them.
Oh, now.
Same thing.
So don't you think if you were dating, what if you were dating a girl, Mick is single, by the way, just saying.
Well, we've got that out there. Yeah. I'm not comfortable talking about
that.
It.
Yeah, you picked that up.
1-888-553 if you're single, give us a call.
But
we'll be right there.
Wouldn't you love it if you met someone can you imagine if someone goes, I've never heard of this is Spinal Tap. I mean, honestly.
Then it's your opportunity to say, come with me, my dear.
Oh, yes.
come
and watch.
I have something to show you and it's not my etchings.
That's true. I was going to say too, which I haven't sat down and asked you about properly, but what kills me about you, you're a child actor.
Yeah.
This is amazing. And also, that someone that took you under their wing in very early days is someone who else was pretty good at doing voices.
Yeah.
Mel Blanc.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe that?
There you go.
Really?
Now, but you inherently had the ability. That is just an incredible, not coincidence, but amazing gift to have Mel Blanc as, was he your mentor?
No, not really. I mean, we worked together on the Jack Benny program. Jack Benny was a legendary American comic.
Yes.
And yes.
Yes, I'm doing the elbow in the face.
Yeah. But, and he was very kind to me and very sweet to me. He had a son pretty much the same age as I was, and I think he preferred me to the son. But he never said, hey, kid, here's how you do voices.
No Yoda-style advice as a youngster.
And I don't think that happens in show business very much.
Yeah.
I think that's true, actually. I think you're just around people who are very good at what they do.
And you pick things up.
Yes, that's right. And they don't sit down and go, son, let me show you how it's done.
No, because he didn't want to be replaced. But, osmosis does occur.
Yeah.
And you pick up things. I mean, working at the Jack Benny show as a child, well, from 7 to 15, so I was a child and then a tweener, as we now
call
them.
That is incredible. What was the behavior of the adults like during that time?
That was show business heaven.
Wow. Okay. Not many people get to say that these days.
Yeah. No, I mean, I started at the top. I've been working my way down ever since. I got a spit take from the...
Pardon me, Harry. It's all right. Very funny.
No, that's what we work for that.
I'm a huge fan of Mel Blanc because, growing up watching Warner Brothers cartoons, he was the voice of Barney Rubble and just... That's nuts.
Yeah. No, he was amazing. But no, it was so professional and people were there. It was assumed you knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
If you were
Did you have carers on set though? Did you have teachers on set?
There was a teacher by state law. There was a teacher.
Yeah.
Although, when we were doing TV, there was a teacher because we were there all day. Yeah. The radio show before that happened, for an hour at night. So we didn't need a teacher.
And when did you know your voice is so good? Like even when you talk, your voice is so... Yeah. Amazing.
Thank you. I got this voice from my dad. My dad was an operatic baritone.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Judith's dad was an operatic tenor. And wow. My dad was an operatic batter.
My goodness.
Yeah. So and it never broke. You know,
it just was like that.
Well, it just walked downstairs gradually, you know.
It's so magnificent.
So I never had these awkward times when I had to talk
about
this.
Yeah, but the Peter Brady had to sing a song, Time to Change. See, you wouldn't know.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I had to bring up Here Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch.
She's nuts.
It's very insulting to you. Sorry.
Change tax just for a minute and talk American politics.
Yeah.
What the f*** is going on as we speak? Well, what is happening over there?
The easiest way I can explain it is pollsters in the last 10 years have developed this concept called the low information voter.
Okay.
Whom they describe as people who don't read the paper or watch
right.
the news.
Yes.
And they are accounted for in public opinion polls. And I realized last week when watching Donald Trump and Joe Biden that we now have reached the age of the low information leader.
It's done. It's done.
But do you think this
two
will
gents
be
in the prime of their life, ready to take that final?
Well, the fact that he's denying, really, Donald Trump is sort of going very easy on concern for coronavirus,
and he will flip at a moment's notice.
Honestly, he will. But,
and
but
he will go in extremely in the opposite direction.
But they're saying this might be, Bush's Katrina. Is this
Bush? Trump's Katrina?
Yeah, Trump's Katrina.
That's what it looks like. But, I mean, we have to see. We have to see. You know, it could be everybody goes home and does nothing and they go to work and they're fine.
Oh.
They go to work. They go to work, he says, and they're fine.
Yeah.
Judith and I were talking. Four Republican congressmen who attended this conservative conference in Washington are self-isolating now because they met a guy who has tested positive, and two of them flew back to Washington on Air Force One, one of them shaking Donald Trump's hand.
Okay, now this is going to be the greatest irony of all, isn't it?
He was seen kissing a flag at a rally, and I really hope that flag is carrying some level of coronavirus.
That's extraordinary.
You did say flag.
I said flag. Yeah. What about Matt Gaetz? Was it Matt Gaetz?
Who famously wore
the gas mask into Parliament to show off, how scary it is. He's now self-isolated too because he
and one of his constituents died.
And one of his constituents died in his very
but hey, look,
from
I'm,
the disease
I'm,
he was mocking.
I'm enjoying all Donald's statistics too, which is so interesting, isn't it? When he talks about flu deaths and we've got nothing to be concerned about here.
Well, he did say in this longest statement to Sean Hannity about all this. Now this is just a hunch. That's what you want.
Yeah, you
want
to take a punt on that.
I'm good at this stuff. I'm using my intuition.
You know, they say I could have been a doctor because all these officials say, how do you know all you're so good at this? It's crazy.
I know, it literally is crazy.
But Judith and I were talking in the car on the way over here that the karma is so strong now of if this happens that we're living in a karmic strip.
Well, speaking of that, there was a prophecy in The Simpsons that actually,
Please don't tell the supervisor I have the flu.
Oh, my juice loosener's never going to come.
Hey, Dad, this came for you in the mail.
Mother, get an extra special hug ready. I've bought you a new juicer. Good Lord. Flu germs entering every orifice in my head.
The dreaded Osaka flu has hit Springfield with over 300 cases now reported.
Osaka flu.
You've done it again after predicting Trump would be president.
That's right.
Yes. Which you've
done
as well.
Yeah.
May we at this time introduce Judith?
Yeah.
Yes, Judith.
Judith Owen, welcome.
It's me cackling in the background.
I know.
I feel a witch.
Sorry you had to listen to all that. I'm sure you've heard it all before.
No, I had a nice nap. And there's actually a tipping point from the side of my eye.
I tell you that your husband, Harry, he not only loves you so much, he is so in awe and is of your talent, which you are an incredibly talented musician, pianist, and singer.
Songwriter.
Yeah.
And you know what, too? So I've always said, you're Welsh. There's something about the Welsh and their gift, isn't there?
Well, you know, it sounds like a generalisation and a bit of a joke when they say, do all Welsh people sing? But the truth is,
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And some Welsh people we've met said, because there's sometimes not a lot to do in Wales, so you may as well sing.
You may as well. And when life was harsh as it was growing up, you know, Wales was a place, and especially where my family are from in the South Wales, in Llanelli, so it's all mining and then it's very hard, tin mining. No, you can't actually speak Welsh now that there's a virus going around, because everybody...
Wales, I would have thought.
By the way, everyone in this room.
Yeah, so we've all got it.
You've got it.
Face masks.
Yeah. Just one Welsh name and you've all got it. So it's just, it really is a phlegmatic language. But the, it was tough life. And so, you know, the Irish, they're doing the band and the Ceilidhs and everything, and the Scottish are doing their folk music. And up north, you have brass bands. The Welsh are singers, and it would be close harmonies.
That's pure and
it would be choir. And Harry's not kidding. The difference between us, I suppose, is that my father was a very successful opera singer and sang at Covent Garden his whole life, and I grew up backstage. And Harry's father was learning to be a...
Was training to be an opera singer. Operatic tenor in Vignana before a certain unpleasantness occurred. So,
yeah. Oh yes.
Yeah. Yes,
and Harry certainly.
Harry hates opera.
And we kind of know what happens, don't we?
And I love it.
And you love it.
And I love it. Yes, thank you, Harry.
So what's the happy medium then? How do you get around the, you know, because sometimes the opera's so grand and theatrical and beautiful.
Here's how you get around it, darling.
Yes.
You don't take Harry to any opera with you.
Okay. Harry's films, a jazz guy though, we know that.
Well yes. And the reason why we live in New Orleans, of course. Yeah. Live in New Orleans, pretty much that's our American base, and then in London as well. But we are obsessed with the music down there, and it feeds your soul. It really, really does feed your soul. And to give you an idea of how these people work and how funny they are and how they're used to adversity and at laughing in the face of adversity.
Yes.
So we've just been at Mardi Gras, and we went as Meghan and Harry. I'll show you a photograph just so you can really believe this. We went with covered in sponsored, our new sponsors' logos.
Oh, that's very, yes, because I need a bit of dough now, don't
they?
They've
got to monetize somehow.
I'll show you what
happened. Harry's clearly on the tail end of a big night.
Oh, yeah. It's a big night. But as I was hoping for, there were a whole team of people dressed up as Corona beer, wearing
see,
masks.
See, people become
you
very
see?
Creative.
You
oh, yeah.
see?
Now, we must say, too, that you're out here and you're just playing a very small theatre in Australia, the Sydney Opera House.
It's tiny. Now, I'm in the concert room as well. I'm in the piano concert room and doing a concert with, and Harry's
and
joining me. I'm
so
thrilled.
This Saturday.
Harry's joining you. What's he going to do?
Me. I'm playing bass, mate.
Hey, awesome. He knows, don't you know Derek Smalls?
Derek
he can
Smalls?
Play.
No.
Play
no.
Bass.
No.
Oh, no. You.
She can't
are
afford Derek.
Out of it.
I can't afford. No, I can only just afford Harry. And he can only do one voice.
And that's good,
because that's all I can afford. But he.
That's this Saturday in Sydney.
Harry's a phenomenal bass player. He's the first person that ever plays. On
how
my
wonderful.
Music anyway.
You're both doing stuff for our bushfires, so we can't thank you enough for coming. You know, it means a lot to
well,
us.
Well, he's doing it for real. He's doing it 2 days
you come
later.
Out and you do it. We really appreciate it.
Harry,
it
you're doing it. It's Comedy
step.
Steps Up for Bushfire Relief, and it's on Monday at the Sydney Opera House, and it features a bunch of our mates.
Yeah.
Including Arj Barker, Ursula, Carl Barron, Joel Creasy, Kitty Flanagan, Becky Lucas,
amazing,
Tim Minchin, Julia Morris,
Lawrence
Mooney, and Steph Tisdale. That is going to be a knockout.
It's going to be unbelievable. So 2 nights before that, he plays, along with Pedro as well, and then we kick off this CD of mine, which I did in Port Ferry.
Thank you. Yes,
and then he does this astounding thing, which is really the reason. I know you said you were coming to play.
You played
me.
In Port Ferry.
I did.
It's one of my favourite places in the
beautiful,
world. A cute
isn't
little
it?
Coastal town where clearly something's happened in the past.
We don't talk about that. But it brings finances.
It's incredible.
Tourists to the
area. What a wonderful town.
I had no idea that festival was so incredible. It was on the river stage. I mean, we were playing. It's a huge.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a
big
deal.
Only the best
deal.
Come and they're invited to play.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Can I tell you a story? A story involving the Port Ferry Festival.
You promised me you would.
Well, look, you've got to remember these guys' hearts were in the right place. So they have a...
You mean the people with the word volunteer on the on their T-shirt?
It's a very old, and originally it was a fishing town. So they were hardcore fishermen, local fishermen. Anyway, and they're a weird bunch. They've been down there a while. And
some inbreeding has happened.
Well, it's just this,
your eye work is giving something away.
I wish the audience could see your face, because there's
the
a
money.
Whole other story going on.
So anyway, for the festival 1 year, they have a parade, and the townsfolk went to the fishermen and they said, look, we really feel you should enter a float into the parade. You're part of this town, you're an important part of our history, and we think you should consider. So the first thing they went, we'll go and have a think about it. And they all went away, and God bless them, they went away to have a think about it. And here's what they came up with. So they go, Well, we're fishermen. The first fishermen in this town were Chinese fishermen. We were Chinese fishermen, and then we were whalers. And so we started whaling. So what can we bring to the festival? Cut to the festival, and the floats are coming down, and there's their float in the middle of the day with kids on the side of the road. With these fishermen wearing Chinaman rice hats stabbing a dead whale with harpoons. And I swear that there were mothers grabbing children.
Look away.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't make, but they you thought can't make that up. They were actually trying to recreate
the past.
And they've been through it.
So they were offending two areas
yes,
of life.
Wildlife and animal Chinaman. Activists as well because
yes,
of the
children
and whale being.
But you had a great gig there.
Let's just say I didn't see that. Yep. There were no floats, but we went down. It was the kickoff. You see, it's taken me 2 years to come here to release this album that you're holding in your mitt.
I'm loving it.
I love the tracks. You do covers of fantastic. I mean, everyone from Ed Sheeran. Yes.
Yes. It literally goes from Deep Purple to Drake and everything in between.
Oh, wow.
Listen to some of this stuff. Shape of You, Black Hole Sun, Hot Stuff, Cherokee Louise, brilliant. Amazing. And my other hand, I have Small's Change.
A work of art.
It's a work of art. It's a double album vinyl of Derek Smalls. Can I walk you through some of your time?
I dare you to.
We both
say the
dare
ones
you.
You're allowed to say.
Butt Call. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. That sounds like a cerebral romp.
Yes.
That one. Hell Toupee.
Get it?
These are fantastic. What's your big finish? What would you lead with as a single?
Don't say it, Harry.
Let me go look at the record again.
I would say
Memo to Willie. Memo to Willie, which is a heartfelt plea for continued tumescence.
Someone had to say it.
Go and look at that.
Donald Fagen is on it, and Snarky Puppy Horn.
Yeah, truly, the Snarky. And can I just brag, because my husband is such a genius. So he did the live show of this in LA. And he did a couple of shows of this, but the last one
was called Lukewarm Water Live.
And it is so incredible. Every guitar rock god is there on stage. Or they're on
That's
screen
respect,
behind.
Man. That's because they respect you. Because
yes, they do.
You are a great bass player.
Well, thank you.
Philharmonic Orchestra in the background. It was something to behold.
It was a one of a kind event.
Oh, it was incredible.
Because rockers all have play with symphony orchestras if they're a certain age.
Yes, which we like.
Yes. There were two symphony orchestras.
Yes.
On one live and then one via satellite.
Oh my God. See, we can't. You're not slowing down. What's going on?
You're
just gearing up.
Too, but I just wonder if those pants are age appropriate. Are you happy with your call?
I have to tell you.
And the T-shirt, Death Kills.
I know.
It's a good point you make.
That's a very good point.
I'm going to get one of those
Death Kills T-shirts are available at Derek Small's store.
It's true.
I'm going to wear that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Do we have to go?
I think we've got to go.
Oh, sorry.
Where can people see you next, Judith? What other? Is it just the Opera House?
No, it's the Sydney Opera House on the 14th, and I'm back here in Melbourne on the 21st at the Firefly St Kilda. So calm down, people.
Wonderful. Right. And you, big fella?
I will not be at the St Kilda gig because I have to fly back to the States. But I hope to be back with the Working Dog people.
Yeah.
Have you been paying attention?
Have you been paying attention again?
That was so good.
You're so good on it.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not joking.
Oh, yeah, we see it every week.
You got a secret VPN?
Well, we do. And it's the height of our Monday night. Monday night's our exciting time. Yeah.
Don't tell 10.
Man, you've bloody made Channel 10, trust me.
Yeah. Lovely to meet you, Judith. You can do a lot better. But in the meantime, you'll have to put up with this bloke.
Yeah.
Mick,
thank you for coming.
Good luck with the chicks.
Thank you very much.
Harry Shearer, Judith Owen, this is Kennedy Malloy.